I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The Arab Spring brought change to many Arab countries. Algeria was not one of them. The North African country was already, and still is, a democracy, on paper at least. There is an elected president and a national assembly. Elections are held at regular intervals. In fact, today is election day in Algeria, but you'd hardly know it there. While the cafes in the capital, Algiers, are brimming with people, the polling booths are relatively empty. As Asia Bundawi reports, many Algerian voters are feeling apathetic.
If you ask most Algerians on the street today, cab drivers, shopkeepers, retirees, students, why they're not voting, you'll get the same answer. I'm not going to vote, he says, because it's all a game, and the people have no choice in it. Just about everyone here expects that the current president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, will run roughshod over his challengers. The 77-year-old was first elected in 1999. About 10 years later, he scrapped constitutional term limits so he could run for a third, and now a fourth, five-year term. But that's not why people are angry now. Bouteflika suffered a stroke last April, and that's left him visibly incapacitated. He's rarely appeared in public since. But this morning, with cameras snapping, the president was wheeled into a voting booth to cast his ballot. The image evoked the movie Weekend at Bernie's, where a dead boss is propped up and paraded around by his handlers.
You can have a comedy of democracy, but people know that it is comedy. It is not really a democracy.
Mustafa Benfoudel is a poet, playwright, and award-winning writer in Algeria. While many Algerians acknowledge Bouteflika brought peace and stability to Algeria after a bloody civil war with Islamist militants in the 90s, they say that Bouteflika is gone. In his place is a group of unknown men running things behind the scenes. And this sense of omnipotent rule is embodied in the term Algerians use to refer to the regime, the pouvoir, or the power.
We feel that there is a very big gap in the society between the political system and people. The word barakat now is, everybody repeats it.
Barakat, Arabic for enough, is a new movement to boycott the elections. Benfoudel is an active member. At a peaceful sit-in in the heart of Algiers yesterday, police cracked down hard on barakat protesters, arresting and later releasing dozens. Mustafa was one of many activists beaten up by police during the protest. Amna Gulili is from Human Rights Watch.
They have been subjected to very harsh attacks from government, portraying them as trying to destabilize Algeria, that they are receiving orders from Western countries, etc. And the reason behind this kind of tactics is to send a message to the overall population.
The government's tactics seem to have worked. Barakat has remained a small-scale protest movement, and likely will, at least in the short term. Most people in Algeria these days seem skeptical of the system itself. They don't trust the regime or the opposition.
There are actually two confronting views in Algeria when it comes to the kind of change that the country may experience.
Emel Boubacour is a North African political analyst.
First, some people say, leave us alone, we are okay, I mean, we are fine. The regime will gradually change from the inside and we will adapt. But there is also young people who are saying, okay, I do not have a job, I'm unemployed. I need for the regime to hear my demands and to stop continuing to rule as if we do not exist.
The irony is that if those young Algerians did turn out en masse to vote, they could likely change the status quo. Without an Arab Spring or bloodshed or civil war, just an exercise in democracy. The 2012 parliamentary elections are a testament to that. The National Democratic Institute, an American NGO that monitors elections around the world, said that while there were irregularities, they saw no evidence of flagrant fraud. But the results of today's elections are a foregone conclusion to most in the country. Bouteflika will likely win a fourth term. But writer Mustafa Benfoudel says he's hopeful that the win of a clearly incapacitated president may spur his fellow Algerians onto some sort of political action.
I think that we are living a fantastic moment, even if it is hard, even if it is complicated. But I guess that after this period, we will see maybe a new kind of citizens.
For The World, I'm Asya Bundawi in Algiers.